Hey guys, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, where love and play are interactive. So today we will be doing a story time. I had something else planned, but it sort of got a little messed up, so I'm going to have to sort of figure that out. So for today, we're going to do a story time for the littles. So moms, dads, grandparents, child care providers, aunts, uncles, older cousins, whoever, if you are in the midst of a little one, little heartbeat, get your little heartbeat and grab them close so that they can hear these two stories. And the first one I'll be reading is Will You Take Care of Me? And it's by Margaret Park Bridges and it's illustrated by Melissa Sweet. I think I've read this book before, not on Interactive Nanny's World, but just in general, I've read this book before and I thought it was really cute. So, and I actually found it a couple of days ago in a box that I have some of my Interactive Nanny items in. So I just figured I'd just read it today since my other plans got messed up. So yeah, we're getting ready to read Will You Take Care of Me? Time to go home, little one. Will I always be little mama? Every day you grow bigger and bigger, my love. But when I'm big, will you still take care of me? Of course, as long as I can make your life better and help you grow. What about when I'm all grown up? No matter how you change, I always want to help. But what if I became an apple tree? Would you still take care of me? Well, if you were an apple tree, I'd pluck your fruit and make warm, sweet applesauce. What if I turned into a field of flowers? I breathe in the wonderful smell of you. What if I became a bicycle? I pump up your tires so you could ride far away and come back fast. What if I turned into a house? I wash all of your windows so you could see the world. What if I became a bar of soap? I hold you tight so you wouldn't slip away. What if I turned into a picture book? You'd be too good to put down. What if I turned into a light bulb? I put you in a lamp to light up my nights. What if I became a bed? I dress you up in a bright patchwork quilt and feather pillows. What if I turned into a teddy bear? I'd mend your ragged seams and hug you when I was lonely. What if I became a star? I would close my eyes and make a wish on you. But what would you wish? I'd wish for all your dreams to come true. What if I became a grown-up and could do everything myself? I'd still give you a hug whenever you needed one. What if I turned back into a baby? Would you take care of me all over again? Of course, little one. I'd feed you and change you and rock you to sleep every night. And I'll always love you just as much as I do today. So this is a cute little book about a mom and her baby. And I think they're kangaroos, actually, as far as the pictures. And the little baby kangaroo, he's just asking his mom, you know, will you still take care of me? Will you love me? What if I'm this? What if I'm that? You know, what would you do then? And all this, that, and the other. I mean, which is some of the questions that probably some of your own children ask now. Even as a teacher, I'm sure if you're a teacher, you've heard something to that effect. But it's really cute, and it's just, you know, basically a book of reassurance to let you know, let the child know that I'm always going to be here. I'm not going, you know, anywhere. It doesn't matter how you change. It doesn't change. You know, everybody has to grow up. But if I'm your mom, I'm going to always be here. So basically, the gist of Will You Take Care of Me is about. But it's really cute. What did I get? Will you take? I think I won I might have won this in some kind of raffle or some kind of, when I was in some kind of training at like child care resources or something. I believe I may have won this in a game or a contest or something. So yeah, but I'm sure you can find Will You Take Care of Me on anywhere, any bookstore, or Amazon, eBay, or any other of the online book outlets. So yeah, and the next story I'm gonna read, this is actually a story I used to read to my daughter when she was a little girl. And when she got hers, she actually got it from her pediatrician. Like every time she went to, or whatever, like once a month or something, or whenever she went, her pediatrician would always give her books, you know, a new book to take home. And this is one of the books that her pediatrician gave her. And it became one of our favorite books to read when she was little. And I don't remember where I got this book from. I can't remember. I don't know if I bought it or if it was, it might have been given to me. But anyway, the name of the book is Quick as a Cricket. Some of you may know this book or may have it. But I love Quick as a Cricket. So we're going to read Quick as a Cricket. And it's written by Audrey Wood and illustrated by Don Wood. Y'all, wait a minute. I don't know where I got this book from, but it has a sticker and it has my daughter's name in it. Oh my gosh. So this is actually her book. Oh wow. Gee. I'm as quick as a cricket. I'm as slow as a snail. I'm as small as an ant. I'm as large as a whale. I'm as sad as a basset. I'm as happy as a lark. I'm as nice as a bunny. I'm as mean as a shark. I'm as cold as a toad. I'm as hot as a fox. I'm as weak as a kitten. I'm as strong as an ox. I'm as loud as a lion. I'm as quiet as a clam. I'm as tough as a rhino. I'm as gentle as a lamb. I'm as brave as a tiger. I'm as shy as a shrimp. I'm as tame as a poodle. I'm as wild as a chimp. I'm as lazy as a lizard. I'm as busy as a bee. Put it all together and you've got me. So Quick as a Cricket is just a comparison book. You know, it's this little boy and he's, you know, sort of describing himself as different animals. And I mean, it's really cute and the pictures are cute. So yeah, he's just sort of describing, having a, you know, giving a description of himself. And he has a lot of qualities about himself that he notices about himself. So if you guys, you know, if you want to, you know, sort of email me or message me on the app, you know, just, you know, giving me some of your thoughts or questions or comments about either one of the books that I've read. Or if you have any questions or any topics that you want me to touch on in the podcast, you can, like I said, you can always message me in the app. You can email me at interactivenanny@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, I can be reached under Don Cherise. Instagram and Twitter, I can be reached with the @ Don Cherise, and it's just lowercase, one word, Don Cherise. So yeah, you can reach me on those. I'm also on Snapchat and TikTok too. But it's at Don Cherise with @ or whatever the @ Don Cherise as well. So that's how it can be reached. So I really enjoyed coming on with you guys today. And I'm looking forward to coming back sometime next week with you guys to share hopefully what I had planned to do this for today. I'll be able to do next week, you know, once I work the kinks out or whatnot. But until then, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. And I'm signing off from Interactive Nanny's World. Until next week, I'll talk to you guys later. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe. Have fun. If you have good weather, enjoy the weather. And I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.